today marks the 25th year anniversary of the disappearance of Trevor Dealey, who went missing after a work Christmas party in Dublin. 22-year-old Trevor was from Naas and was last sighted on CCTV passing the Bank of Ireland ATM on Haddington Road in Dublin at 4:14 a.m. And Trevor's brother Mark Dealey joins me on the line now. Good morning, Mark, and thank you for joining again this morning. You have been a regular contributor every year in relation to Trevor's story, and I can imagine no year is easy when it comes to Trevor's anniversary, but with today marking 25 years since his disappearance, how are you and the family, and what are you hoping for now?
Morning, Hannah. Unfortunately, we're here talking again. Another year has passed, 25 of them now. And the same wish. The really sad thing about it all is that we're no further than the CCTV imagery of Trevor walking down Haddington Road. We're no further down the line of actually finding where he is or what happened to him other than that. A little bit soul-destroying.
And before we discuss, you know, the disappearance of Trevor 25 years ago and what people should know about his last movements, can you tell us more about who Trevor was, you know, as a brother, a son, as a friend?
Trevor was a normal. He was 22 years of age. He'd finished college. He was starting out in his work career, working in Bank of Ireland Asset Management. He was normal. A typical 22-year-old fella, enjoyed a night out. Wasn't a messer. Had a good group of friends. Just normal is the phrase I'd use.
And going back to the 8th of December 2000, what do we know about that night, about Trevor's steps and those last steps we have seen on CCTV?
Well, it was a Christmas party night for him, so they had met around tea time that evening first, and it started out and they had gone to various places between the Hilton Hotel and ended up in a nightclub in Neeson Street, and it was a wet, miserable night. There was a taxi strike on at the time, having left the nightclub in Neeson Street. On his route home, Trevor would have had to walk past his back entrance to work. One of the advancements that we had been made in technology and so on, like that, for years we didn't attach any significance to any CCTV footage at the back gates of his, but when all that got cleaned up, we could see Trevor clearly entering. There was an interaction with somebody. We don't know who that somebody is still. It looks completely innocent, but it remains a box that's unticked as far as we're concerned. He went into work. He stayed at work for half an hour. There was one night shift colleague on there. He said, you know, Trevor was out that night, but he wasn't all over the place. He was fine. He had a cup of tea, grabbed an umbrella. We have him on CCTV going back out the back gates of his work again. And then a couple of minutes later, we have him going down Haddington Road at 4:14 a.m. And nothing after.
There is so much information about that night with the CCTV footage as well. But it just stops after that 4:14 a.m. mark.
Yeah, that's the real sad thing about it. And so, sure, as time goes by, you're racking your brains. Well, what can we do, and what else can we explore? And I'm sure we're just constantly revisiting old ground and going over old information. And every so often, so back in 2017, there was a story told, and the guards investigated it, gave it credence. There was a dig happened over in Chapel Izzet, but absolutely nothing turned up to do with Trevor at all. So it was right back to square one. I suppose the fear we would have is that those stories start to dry up and people stop speculating or stop trying to help or stop trying to, I don't know, forget about Trevor. So we can't let that happen.
Absolutely not. And, you know, his face is one that a lot of people recognise, especially you know, 25 years later, and more people will be remembering Trevor now, especially on the 25 years since his disappearance. Now, back in 2023, 2 years ago, there was a man seen in footage on the night Trevor disappeared that had been identified, but has there been any follow-up since then, Mark?
No, so just to clear up, Hannah, there was a little bit of confusion. There's two sort of shady pieces of, it's shady footage. It can look very sinister. The two CCTV footages, it looks nearly creepy, is the word that was used a couple of times. One is Haddington Road, and one is the back of his workplace. And for a while, there was some understanding that maybe it was the same individual out at the back of his work that was tracking him maybe 5, 6, 7 seconds after Trevor walked past the bank in Haddington Road, that was the same individual. It's not the same individual. The guards are happy. They know who the guy is who was behind Trevor walking down Haddington Road. The one person we do not know is the person who had a brief conversation with Trevor when he was entering and leaving his workplace. So this is maybe 10, 15 minutes before we have Trevor going down Haddington Road. It doesn't look anything sinister, Hannah. I don't want to attach over importance, but it's like one of these things that just, it remains unanswered. And sure, the more things that are unanswered in our minds, well, maybe that is the key. Maybe it is. And so you're just constantly doing different things. So if I could ask anything of anybody, maybe it would be to review the footage, all the timeline of his night. You'll find it. Just Google Trevor Dealey. It'll all be there. You'll see the timeline of his night. If some people may think they recognise him, we just need people to make contact with the guards. It can be a guard station anywhere, but Pierce Street specifically. And just pass on whatever they think, because at this stage, we nearly need 100,000 detectives.
And people can only imagine the questions you have, as you know, as Trevor's family. And as I was saying, his photo is one that so many people in the country instantly recognise, especially here in Kildare. And I think the case continues to resonate with so many people because of they recall seeing, you know, your father, Michael Dealey, around Dublin, you know, armed with the posters of Trevor. And for a point, there was a point in Dublin where there was rarely a lamppost without Trevor's photo on it. And you know, your father did pass in 2024, but he never gave up hope, as you and your family haven't either, that you would find answers for Trevor.
Yeah, poor dad. Like, Trevor going missing, it completely changes the dynamic of the family, and things have never been the same since. Dad passed away August 2024. Dad was great. Like, you know, he was a real pillar of strength, really. He was the driving force behind our relationships with the guards, with us, with the general public. We're coming up with ideas of how we might try and find out what happened to Trevor, how best to pursue it, what avenues to keep pounding, and so on like that. There's a certain onus. I think a lot of people would be invested in it. It was a different era, and it was pre-WhatsApp, pre-Instagram. I don't believe we could have done anything more back in 2000, 2001, you know, the early days. Now, we would have a fear, Dad would have had it before he passed, that Trevor just gets forgotten about. Can't happen.
It won't, because you speak so eloquently for Trevor, you know, being such an advocate over the number of years, as well as your family and your father in particular. And it is something that KFM highlights, and we won't forget Trevor. You know, we'll make sure nobody does. And just like many families who also have missing loved ones, you know, such as Deirdre Jacobs' family, Jojo Dullard's family, Annie McCarrick's family, who are also in our thoughts today, I do want to say, is that at the end of the day, it's just answers that you want.
Oh, it is, of course, it's answers. But primarily, first and foremost, Anna, it's help. Mm-hmm. We can't do this ourselves. the guards can't do it themselves. They can't, invent stuff to investigate. They need to be. We've total confidence in the guards that if the guards get the information, they will absolutely act on it. One of the things that maybe we didn't highlight enough, there is a €100,000 reward for information leading to Trevor's whereabouts. Look, we're just so grateful of everybody's help so far, but we desperately still need the same help we were looking for 24 and a half years ago. Yeah, same thing.
Back in June of this year, An Garda Síochána decided not to upgrade any further unsolved missing persons cases to murder inquiries. That did include Trevor's case and also Philip Cairns' case, and whose mother, Alice Cairns, only passed away last month. What was your reaction to the guards not upgrading Trevor's case? Was it welcome or...?
No, a little bit of indifference, really, mm-hmm. Hannah. It's not an important thing for us as a family. We know the truth. Over the years, we've heard everything, all the speculations, all the wild theories, all the conspiracies. There's any amount of stuff out there. You can go down rabbit holes and think that, well, Trevor was involved in this or got himself involved with that, or... we know the truth, and the truth, we're firm with the truth. To date, and nothing is hidden here, but to date, there is zero information that Trevor Dealey was in any way involved with any criminal activity, or that there is a sinister element to this. So, from our point of view as a family, we're looking on, and sure, he's our son, he's our brother. Do we want him listed as a murder case without any evidence of him being murdered? Well, sure, no. So, unfortunately, or maybe fortunately, as daft as it might sound, he's as likely to turn up on my doorstep in half an hour's time now as he is that we get information that he was murdered, because there is nothing to indicate that. Time passes, logic dictates that, well, sure, therefore he's not around, so therefore he's dead. But honestly, we just literally do not know. My heart goes out this time of year. The lots of missing persons, high profile cases around the country, lots of those missing persons cases, they have a fair idea of maybe what happened to their loved one, but just can't find the proof, they're just stuck in a different sort of place, really, is the phrase I'd use. Trevor's is a little bit different, again, from lots of other cases, in that the guards themselves are completely baffled. There's you're nearly left where you're shrugging your shoulders and you're throwing your hands up wondering, what next?
Mark, you, as I've said, you've been a highly eloquent advocate for Trevor all of these years, and I can only thank you for coming on the Kildare Today show for the past number of years to remind people of Trevor Dealey and his story, and that, he won't be forgotten, especially here in Kildare. And I just want to say thank you for joining this morning, especially on the 25th anniversary. I can imagine it's no easier than before, and our thoughts and the listeners' thoughts are with you and your family this week. And just again, Mark, we will continue to highlight Trevor's case as always, and with the help from you and your family, of course, people will remember Trevor's story and his face. And I just want to say thank you again for joining, and our thoughts are with you and your family this week. And anyone with information is of course asked to contact the Garda confidential line on 1800 666 111, the missing persons helpline on Ireland on 1800 442 552, or the Help Bring Them Home helpline on 1800 999 111. Mark Dealey, the brother of Trevor Dealey, who went missing after a work party in Dublin on December 8th, 2000, marking today as the 25th anniversary of Trevor Dealey's disappearance.